Welcome back on Regional Radio, and we are talking with the latest Park One Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week from Arcadia Valley High School, sophomore Carter Brogan of the Arcadia Valley Tigers baseball team, and a really good week for you, Carter. Went 6-for-10 at the plate, and really you've shown that the first few weeks of the season with that success, you know, hitting the baseball and kind of kickstarting the offense at times. What's really helped you find that groove?
I've put a lot of work in the winter. Just confidence going up there, knowing that I can, what I'm capable of doing, having the coaches there to prepare me for those at bats, and just knowing that if I get on base or if my teammates get on base, they're giving me good opportunities to get them in.
You know, this year you've also been a really good pitcher so far. Has it been kind of a higher workload in this sophomore year compared to your freshman year?
Yes, I am throwing more my sophomore year than my freshman year, which is fine with me.
What have you worked on to kind of improve on the mound?
I've been doing a lot of, you know, lifting weights, getting stronger, practicing my mechanics. It also helps having a defense you can trust behind you, you know, having the confidence to throw pitches and knowing they're going to make plays, and having a catcher that'll block your balls in the dirt, and so it helps having them with me.
Are there any favorite pitches you like to break out from time to time?
My curveball, probably. I like throwing a curveball if I'm a little bit ahead in the count, and that's probably my go-to.
Yeah. And this last week, what really helped you kind of keep this going? You know, as we mentioned, what you did, driving in runs, you had 7 RBIs. And this week in particular, how did you feel?
I felt good. I felt energized, you know, confident at the plate, and my teammates got on base and set me up for opportunities. So I capitalized and took advantage of what they gave me.
You know, you were a big part of one of your latest conference wins against Valley Catholic, which is, you know, a really big one. And, you know, Valley Catholic had had a long conference winning streak before that, but you brought a halt to that last weekend with a 1-0 win. When you got that victory, did you know it at the time, or was it just something that you kind of had to sink in afterwards?
At the time, it was just another baseball game. You know, we won and we were excited. We won. It's always good to get a win, but afterwards, you know, we started seeing the 89 game win streak and everything, and we started realizing how big of a game it was, and that it was a really big accomplishment.
Well, and you left your imprint on that game too. You pitched 5 innings in that game, and you also, I believe, had the only RBI as well in that one run.
Yes, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and what really helped you kind of, you know, stay focused in that game? I'm sure pitchers' duels are really tough, yeah, especially for the one who's on the mound for the most amount of time. Is it kind of a different feel?
Yeah, it is. I knew they threw very well, and I knew they have a very good program over there, so we're going to have to play well and throw well to beat them. And seeing them keep shutting us out every inning was kind of like going out again, you know, but we just kept our heads down, pushed forward, and got the win.
You know, you're also on the basketball team and one of their starting point guards. You've been their starter for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. You started as a freshman and now finished your sophomore season with the basketball team. In the first 2 years playing at Arcadia Valley, you know, with the success that you've had so far, how do you kind of cap it off so far overall?
It's been a great experience. It's been fun playing with a lot of my buddies, you know. We always have fun just working hard, you know, and knowing that if you put in the work, you'll get the results, and great coaches, great coaching staff, and all the sports, and great friends. So,
as the athlete of the week, you get to Park One Health Mart Pharmacy donates $25 to a charity of your choice in your name, and you chose one that's local here with your high school as well, Backpack Impact, out of the Arcadia Valley program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Backpack Impact is just something that sends food home with kids that are less fortunate than others, you know, that have a little trouble eating on the weekends maybe or something. So I just try to do as much as I can to help those people out, and that $25 would go a long way.
They sure do a lot of great work, you know, for those folks out there.
Yes, yeah, they do. It really brightens their day up when they know that they can go home and enjoy some food.
Yeah, for sure. Anybody that you want to kind of shout out and thank that's helped you kind of get to this point where you are?
For sure, my parents. You know, my dad trains with me every single night. They're just – they've put a lot of financial and just really helping me get better every single day. Also my coaching staff, you know, they help me get better every single day as well, being there. And then my teammates, you know, just always keeping me confident, keeping me positive, and just having them by my side helps.
Carter, thanks so much, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Carter Brogan, the latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week from the Arcadia Valley Tigers baseball team, joining us on Regional Radio.